Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
When an alleged crime like the one prosecutors describe in the Celeste Rivas-Hernandez case comes to light, one of the hardest questions isn't about the person charged, it's about everyone else. The friends who reportedly saw a young girl at parties and didn't ask questions, or if they did, they just accepted whatever they got. The industry professionals who allegedly kept the machine running. The family members subpoenaed to a grand jury. How do so many people allegedly stand that close to something this dark and reportedly not see it? Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, is with Robin and myself today as we break down the latest in this case. Let's start right there. We got Burke's manager, Robert Morngroth, who was reportedly overheard telling his attorney that when prosecutors asked, why didn't you call police after learning there was a body in said frunk, said it wasn't his responsibility. His job was making sure the tour succeeded. That's the claim. That's what TMZ claims they overheard in the court hallway right there. So that's the claim. I can't say it's 1,000% factual, but let's just say for a moment it is, because a lot of people seem to look the other way, and that's the gist of this. What happens psychologically when professional loyalty or financial stakes override what most people would see as basic moral obligations? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's where somebody had made the comment. It's kind of a heading toward the Diddy kind of experience, right? Where so many people knew awful things were going on. I think people get intoxicated by fame and by wealth, and they lose all sense of perspective and judgment. And again, where is the empathy and compassion for people that are being victimized? It's just not there. And so you sort of get this psychopathic antisocial system surrounding a celebrity who's doing atrocious things. It affects everybody. I mean, obviously there would be people that would not be okay with that and would have a moral compass and say, hey, this isn't cool. I don't want to be involved here. But many people are just intoxicated by it and they overlook it.
And just look no further than Jim Bob Duggar, addicted to TLC and a whole litany of money he's getting. So he had to overlook his two sons, well, one accused and one convicted of doing horrendous things to children. So, yeah.
I mean, is that why
greed?
You have, I mean, you, I can almost get it from, you know, understanding if you're the person that's profiting, how they keep that motor running, because that's what's driving them. But it's the people around them that I really, and I'm not saying that's right, but it's the people around them that are intoxicated by the celebrity. Is that why people will gravitate still to very toxic individuals who have maybe not even criminal charges against them? Obviously, Jim Bob's never been charged with anything. But is that why people will still get behind folks like that, and the proximity to them? People will still try and get close, even though they know, there's a lot of yuck here. And this is not necessarily, you know, I would choose to be by this person unless they were a celebrity, but people, it's a weird thing, this celebrity thing that people are wanting to get close to. And celebrity is a, you know, somewhat of a, you know, a newer thing in our world, in our culture over the last 100 years. I mean, there's always been fame, but to the level and the worship and the desire for connection to just be close to something or someone who is well known, regardless of what it's for, that seems to be an interesting faux pas in our psychology and how we operate.
Yeah, yeah, I think it's causing lots of problems. Celebrity worship, whenever I'm around somebody who's, you know, a semi-famous person, a writer or whatever, and when they have to start name-dropping everybody important that they know, that's an immediate turnoff to me. Mm-hmm. I hate the name-dropping. But there's a huge tendency with influencer culture. You know, people want to be seen. They want to be important. And it doesn't speak well of the level of moral development.
So I looked this up. I'm trying to remember when it was. A couple of years ago, I think, Tony, on one of the shows we were doing. You know, because when you even look at this, when it comes to convicted serial killers, they get marriage proposals from people.
Yes.
And they want to be selected by people. You know, so it comes down to a few things, I think. And that is, people want to feel special if they're feeling they're not. And so if they're feeling special by someone that is this notorious, the notoriety thing is huge. And this isn't recent. This goes back to, you know, you're talking about the history of just 100 years or whatever. No, as you all know, I read a lot of history.
Yes.
Actually, right now, I'm reading about life, being a time traveler as if you're living in 1300s England right now.
Okay.
And I just got done reading Henry VIII, his biography. The court system, the courtiers, all this was always about who can get closer to the king, who can get closer to the queen. It's always been our society and who we are as a species loves that notoriety. Some people just get so addicted to it. I mean, just look at our political system. Just look at everything.
Yeah.
The Diddy culture. I don't care what it is. You get some people that are feeling, and I'm not labeling people as insecure that want to be around people like this, but maybe. You know, if you have such insecurities that your self-worth is derived from who you know of notoriety, even if they're horrendous people, that's what they gravitate to. And that is the problem. You got to kind of break that trauma cycle in families as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot to be said about the way that David had been portraying himself. Coffendaffer has made a lot of points about it on this case. David would dress in Hello Kitty pajamas. You know, he was dressing like he was a 12-year-old girl sometimes. You know, I guess in Coffendaffer said immediately, like, it's to make her feel safe, to make young girls feel safe because, oh, he's just like us. He's doing this. And there's no adults in the room going, you're 18, 19, 20, 21, and you're doing this. Why? Why are you dressing like a 12-year-old girl? And it's not an identity thing. It's not I'm identifying as a female and I'm a young teen. It was weird. And I don't know. We're in a world right now where no matter how out there you may be compared to societal norms or what has been accepted in the past, seems like everything's off the table. Like, you can do anything you want now. You can dress any way you want, and it's just like, well, that's who they are. And I get it in certain ways, and anybody can do what they want, but at the same point, are we also just turning a blind eye in some ways to really just bizarre predatory-type behavior? Because, well, we just have to accept everybody, and if he's into Hello Kitty, and he's 18, 19, 20, 21-year-old man, that's just A-okay. No, it's not. There's something not right about that, and I don't care what you're, it's not about gender preference or anything. It's there's something, nobody at 19, 20, 21 is going to be psychologically into Hello Kitty, who is a healthy fucking brain.
Right.
Who's dating a 13-year-old.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just not, I mean, then there's something not right. And if there's a developmental disability or something, maybe that would explain why you're into child shit like that. But I'm sorry, it's just not a healthy way of thinking, period.
No, I'd say it's not developmentally appropriate.
No.
It's definitely off. Yeah, 100%.
And it's just ignored. It's just like, well, that's what they're doing. Right. Burke's parents and brother were all subpoenaed to testify before the grand jury. Court records indicate his mother reportedly managed his business finances, and both parents maintained a close relationship with him. Prosecutors allege Celeste traveled to Texas to meet his family. I mean, without speculating with what anyone knew, because we don't know. They probably didn't ID her. I can't think of anybody like, oh, nice girlfriend. Can I see your ID? I don't think that usually happens. If she says she's 19, they're probably going to go with that. But I mean, how does family loyalty or financial dependence on a loved one's success create blind spots that might prevent someone from actually recognizing the warning signs? Do you think that was at play here?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely. Families can have just incredible blind spots and not intervene. And that just feeds this kind of psychopathy and the grandiosity when people play into it, when the family, I mean, parents are supposed to correct that kind of behavior, right? That's the job of a parent.
But when the person you are, your responsibility to correct is also maintaining your lifestyle.
Exactly.
That kind of changes the dynamics a little bit.
Yeah. It's really unfortunate that people, I don't know, to me, it just speaks again, it's a lack of moral integrity, the way people can be controlled in that way. And addicted to fame and the money and using their kids and all the themes that seem to come up in these cases over and over and over again, that they're using their kids, right? They're using their kids.
Because anytime, and we do this on what I'm calling now Self-Help Mondays when it's just Tony and I, right? Talking about families and relationships, you start seeing these patterns and again, I don't know what's going on with these parents, but any time where you start turning a blind eye because you're placing material gain, you're placing wealth, you're placing all the things that aren't going to matter on your deathbed above the relationships, healthy relationships, how to communicate in a healthy pattern, all these things, you get so, people are getting so addicted to the, I keep saying it, the disease of more and the cult of comparison. I mean, it is just, it is so toxic to our healthy way of thinking to just place things that, again, you know, when you look at us as a species, the only thing that has value is when we say it has value. The money in our pockets, the dollars, the credit on our accounts is completely meaningless, except what the value that we place on it is. The only thing is, going back to what is the relationships in our lives. That is the only true thing that gives you pleasure in life. You know, the great studies out there, I know this was done a couple of years ago, so it's not going to be exactly the same number. The happiest people in the world on dollars, I think about 5 years ago, is about $75,000, $85,000 a year. Just enough that you're not in food insecurity and you have a roof over your head, and you have healthy, strong relationships, those are the happy people in the world. It's not the ones that are in that pursuit of more in the cult of comparison.
No.
So so when you see it, you know, all these data points, you know, so David is not, again, innocent until proven guilty. He's not a standalone in this circle around him. He might be the focal point. He might be the hub of the wheel, but all those spokes are trying to be up associated with that nutterism. Nutterism, there isn't one for today.
Nutterism. I like that. That's the new cereal that we're going to be putting out. Hitting Killers with Nutterism. Yep. Extra crunchy. Extra protein. Extra protein. Needs protein. All right. That's going to wrap up our conversation for today. Siobhan's book, latest one, Nightbird. It's available wherever you get books. It is
get
her
that book.
Memoir. Go check it out or check out the audiobook. Robin's latest, It's Not All About Me, also available wherever you get books and audiobooks. Go and check it out. Thank you guys so much. Great conversation. And thanks to everybody in the comments today for all of your thoughts and well wishes, thoughts and prayers. your feedback, always very much appreciated. Until next time, for Siobhan, for Robin, for Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.